This is WLRN News. I'm Peter Hayden. President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach has long been a popular venue for nonprofits from across the country to hold fundraising galas. Costs to rent the space can run into the hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now charities are split over the ethics of hosting events at one of the president's properties. It's the subject of an analysis in this month's issue of the Chronicle of Philanthropy. I recently spoke with one of the co-authors of the report, Tim Sandoval. What makes Mar-a-Lago such a draw for gala organizers?
Well, the events can be really lucrative. Many people flock to Palm Beach in the winter. You know, a lot of wealthy folks own winter homes there, and the charity ball and gala scene is sort of a big part of social life there. Just to give kind of an example, you know, we found several events that raised more than $500,000 in 2016. Of course, when Mr. Trump was in the thick of his campaign, one group raised more than $4.5 million at an event at Mar-a-Lago. So for many of these groups, the goal is to get down to Mar-a-Lago, meet with a lot of wealthy folks at these events, and hope that they'll raise a lot of money at the event itself, but also meet a lot of wealthy donors or potential donors who can maybe give a gift down the line.
Talk a little about some of the conundrums that some organizations are now facing in hosting their events there at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, well, some people think that it's a conflict of interest on its face, that, you know, charities may be perceived as currying favor with the president for using his property. So that's number one. But in another way, some think that the mission of many of these charities conflicts with President Trump's policies and his actions. And I think a good example is the American Cancer Society. Their advocacy arm has railed against cuts to the National Institutes of Health, which President Trump has called for in his budget. You know, yet they're still going to hold a gala there in 2018 at Mar-a-Lago. They say, of course, that, well, this event isn't really going to affect any of our advocacy or our mission at all. It certainly creates some tricky optics, however.
Not all organizations, though, have decided to keep having their events at Mar-a-Lago. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes. There are a few groups. You know, the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute decided to move its event to the Breakers, which is another resort on Palm Beach. The Humane Association also decided to move its gala after it kind of came to light that Donald Trump's sons hunt big game abroad that conflicted with their mission as an animal welfare organization. So, yeah, there are some groups that are looking at the tricky politics here and thinking, you know, we should move on.
If organizations do take that route, what makes it difficult for them to move their galas to a new spot?
Well, a lot of them note that Mar-a-Lago really is a particularly popular venue. It's an oceanside resort that contains a Tony mansion on top of a 20-acre estate. So it's just a large venue that's very nice. They said that the staff there is great. And it can hold large events. The ballroom can hold about 750 people, while other hotels and resorts or event spaces are a little bit smaller than that. But talking to a lot of these charities, Mar-a-Lago certainly is one of the more expensive venues to hold a gala or a ball. For many of them, it's worth it. And, you know, they see kind of a big spread on the event. And like I said, the goal for many of them is just to kind of wine and dine a lot of wealthy folks in Palm Beach and then get a gift later.
Is it a conflict of interest for a charity to have an event at a club that's owned by the president? Is it a conflict of interest for the president, you know, at his property to host an event put on by a charity?
You know, I think there's a real divide among charity supporters. I think some are aghast that charities are continuing to stick with the president's property because he's a polarizing figure. There are many people with strong feelings about him. Others aren't so worried about it and think that this is a charitable event in which we're raising money for a good cause. So who really cares about the venue? As far as the conflict question goes, I had at least one observer say to me that the president has pretty vast business interests. One charity event probably isn't going to be that big of a deal to him. So I think the reactions have been pretty mixed.
Tim Sandoval, a reporter with the Chronicle of Philanthropy, talking to me from Washington, D.C. Tim, thanks very much for your time.
Yep, you have a good one. Thanks.
This is WLRN News. I'm Peter Hayden.